Okay, Thursday night, Shara Avodas Elokim, Perek Chi, page Kuf Tev Zayin. So, the Nefesh gave a wonderful mashal about the kingdom that appointed a king for 1 year at a time. And so in the story, one king acts like a king for that year. He wasn't told, or he's oblivious to the fact that he will become no longer king after a year. So he spends the year building up the infrastructure of his country and bringing in money. He doesn't export anything. He only imports. He wants to build up the kingdom. It's a very nice thing, but then after a year, when he's sent away, he has nothing. He has nothing invested anywhere else. So he's left with nothing. Everything he worked for is for someone else. And where he's going to, he has nothing. In fact, he took everything he had there, all his assets, and he sold everything, and he got rid of everything. So now he has nothing. So he's empty. Now, Shankin, the next king, who had a good friend that clued him in as to what's going on here, because he had this kasha, why'd they make me king for? Like, they don't even know me. Something's fishy. So he figured out, and he befriended someone, and he became friends. And he spent the year, and then he found out. So he spends the year exporting, opening up secret Swiss bank accounts, making sure that he has everything set up for when this very quick span of a year is gone. So the nimshel's rather obvious, and this is all the nefesh talking. So the nefesh says, "I know this is the right marshal." Page Kuf Tes Zayin, the last three lines of the paragraph that starts the page, right before Omer Haseichel, three lines back. Ani chosheshes, as the nefesh says, I'm afraid. I know this reality, but I'm afraid. Sheyeh matzavi, I will end up being kematzav hasochol asher sovel b'shnei olamos, almost like the foolish king who worked in other places and then he imported it into this place. V'hitzet shnei amakomos, he ended up with nothing. So v'chimish heitivli Hashem boch, Hashem gave me a good friend, and you, the seichel. And I'm confiding in you, and you are telling me what I have to realize. So help me. Adicheni ufakach enei al matzabi kefisha hikarta misod in yoni va'ofan hatzlachasi. Tell me what I should do. Okay, I hear the setup. I'm here. It's temporary. It's like for a year, and everything is going to be afterwards. So, but what should I do? How should I be matzliach? Tell me the. How should I indeed? Like, yeah, you know, he amped up accounts, he exported, he fixed things, he made sure they were properly taken care of. So what should I do? So Omer HaSeichel, this is really where we're up to, Kvar Tiyarto, B'meshehem Shaltos, Ofen Ma'amodech Bolam Hazeh. You gave a very beautiful mashal with the kings, that were going to be kings somewhere for just a year, and how different kings reacted in different ways. So you realize it. You yourself described it that way, the Seichel says. Your situation in it is kematzav mishatiyat min hamalachim. In other words, you realize the temporariness of your stay, and you describe about how the melech, who's the moshel, and he knows what he wants, how he did different things, depending on if he was foolish or wise. So you have the whole setup in front of you. That you're only here for a short journey. Before you know it, it's all over. You're here in the blink of an eye. So you know this. You describe it yourself. You gave me the story. So do what the smart king did. Don't be like the foolish king. Be like the smart one. So you should be fulfilled and accomplished like he is. The intisti mizeh, this is a very important sentence. think. If you don't keep, in other words, the Nefesh is saying that you just, it's like Shivisi Hashem Nanegi Sodni. You always have to keep in mind that Olam Hazeh is a prozdor, and it's just a short passageway, and before you know it, it's over. And the Iker being, or living, I'll call it, but nothing, you know, it's living, the real living, the being, is for a very, very, very long time afterwards. And this is, Olam Hazeh is the blink of an eye. That you have to keep in the forefront of your knowledge. He says, if you don't constantly, if you're not constantly aware of that, if your whole, you have to, that has to permeate your whole life. It's very hard, because Adarab, everybody's like the foolish king, but that's it. Everybody lives like they're not going to die. Everyone lives like that. Most people. Most people. I saw a joke once, like on a sweatshirt. I plan on living forever. So far, so good. But there's a very powerful sentence. He says, you're asking me what you should do. So I'm telling you, no matter what you do, you're going to be a failure if you don't contemplate, if you're not aware, if you're not conscious of the fact that you're only here as in a very short blink of the eye temporary situation. What's the pshat? Because that's already going to set you straight, and most of that's going to set up your whole attitude. That's going to set up what you're busy with, where your mind is at, what bothers you. Like the whole life is going to be seen through this, through a prism, if you have the right attitude. So that's what he says to him. If you go away from this truism, then ein lecha noa bedvarai, then nothing I say is going to do much good. Like the rabbi talks sometimes on Shabbos about this, that, or the other thing. So, you know, and sometimes the rabbi delivers a very powerful drasha. I'm not such a humble guy. Yeah, sometimes very powerful. And sometimes people come over afterwards and say, wow, that was like really powerful. And I could talk about learning, or davening with kavana, or whatever. And, you know, it lasts. Sometimes it lasts as much as 3 days, not just 1 or 2 days. It's really, really powerful. But then after 3 days, everybody falls into old behavioral patterns. I see it time and time again. It takes its toll on the rabbi. Right, well, half the trick is to expect it, and you're not disappointed. And it's not true for everyone. So it's those few people that... But that's what he's saying here. He's saying nothing's going to help. If you don't have the right attitude, if you don't keep in mind... It's a very, very powerful sentence. Nothing I say to you is ultimately going to help if you don't keep in the forefront of your mind that Olam Hazeh is a prozdor and Olam Haba is the tractor. Because if you don't keep that in mind, then no matter what I say, no matter how beautifully I speak, no matter how I go on to tell you what I'm about to tell you, and that's going to come up now on the whole next page. So he's going to tell him why Hashem made the world and what he's supposed to do and how he's supposed to act and what his attitude is supposed to be and what reality is and why Hashem put him in this world and what he's supposed to accomplish and how everything's in the soil. And he talks so beautifully, and he's saying here before he starts, he says, so I'm wasting my breath really if you can't live with the knowledge. And if you think about it, you see it's true, because if you have that piece of knowledge in the forefront of your existence, then when you get inspired, and when you hear, and he teaches, and the seichel teaches the nefesh what to do, the attitude's not enough. You know, that's what he's about to say to him. He says, I have the right attitude. I'm the one that said the marshal. Hey, I'm the one that told you the marshal. So I have the right attitude, but I'm asking you to tell me. So like, what should I do? Just like the king opened Swiss bank accounts and he exported that whatever he liked to eat, let's say he exported to where he knew he'd be going, Loilam Voyad, he's going to be leaving here soon. So tell me what to do. So he says, okay, but if you know, if you're not, it's not going to help. So that's what he's saying. Very, very powerful sentence. The Antisti Mizeh, if you go away from the consciousness of Olam Hazeh being a prozdor, meaning a passageway to Olam Haba, you're just here like for a year, blink of an eye. Ein lecho hanoa b'dvarai, you're not going to benefit from what I say. Lo toelas, you're not going to have any use b'sichasi. No matter how beautifully I speak, it's not going to do any good. Yeah.
Okay. In the mushroom you give, okay, in the example you give, there is a, you know, he knows that this is going to come to an end in a year, and he knows that he's going to have to go from here and do something else, okay? And he relates to it. He relates to it in his frame of reference. Okay, when you're talking about Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, okay, when we come into Olam Hazeh, you know, our frame of reference is here. Okay, we can't conceptualize what Olam Haba is.
You don't have to conceptualize
okay,
what it is.
It's more difficult. It's,
that's
it's
right.
Kind of a, it's a leap of faith.
Yep.
It's a leap of amuna versus.
But if you don't have it, he says, you're in big trouble. If you can't make that leap, you're in big trouble. So he says, okay, it's a very good point you make. But you're in big trouble if you can't do it. So Amra Nefesh. Okay, Amoli Lehitusi Lekach. If I wasn't like really, really eager and ready. Lo chokarti al mashanelami many minyanis. I, you know, I wouldn't, but okay, I'm ready, let's go, I have the right attitude, tell me what to do. What should I do? Okay, I have the right attitude. Fine, now tell me what to do. Omra seichel, ashelu so din yonech. Now he gets into the kishkas of life. Hine habori yusale b'ro'ech. He says, okay, here's Hashem, I mean, this is as fundamental as you get. He says, Hashem created you lo midover, that's yesh me'ayin, b'chlau ma'sheboro min ho'atzomim ha'ruchniyim. Number one is to realize that Hashem, a person is a spiritual being primarily. The neshama, that's what's going to last forever. It's Hashem, that's what's going to stay. That's him, that's the ego, that's the person, that's what shapes and forms him. As we said this morning by the Bris, right? Every person is a piece of the rock being Hashem, Tzur Yisroel. Every person is a piece of the rock, and every person has his tchunos nefesh, and what he's supposed to accomplish in this world, and what he has to overcome, and what he has to do. And everybody has this little niche in this huge jigsaw puzzle, I called it, called the Jewish people. But it's a ruchni. A person's primarily ruchni. So Hashem created you as a ruchniistic being. Primarily. Primarily, you have to see to it that your neshama is fed properly, that your neshama is nourished, and that your neshama has seidel l'derech for a very, 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 very long time. So Hashem created you out of nothingness as a ruchniyustik being, and like this is the world, this is your life. Hashem created you as a ruchniyah being, but He wanted you to shteig more than the malachim, who are the other ruchniyustik being. Hashem wanted you to shteig them over. Bechira. Some of Farshim and Chavis Halvavos point out that it's a reference to Bechira, and through Bechira you become on a higher level than the Malachim. Some Farshim talk about the idea of a Merkava L'Shechina, that in this world you can become what's called Merkava L'Shechina. Obviously described that way. that you're greater than the malachim because you're, you know, Hashem is in Shemayim, so to speak, and it's very hard to have His kavod manifest in this world. It's hidden. It's Hester Ponim. It's very hard. It's a world of self. It's a finite world. Hashem is Ein Sof. And it's the creation of the person in his, that in his ruchnius, and then he does mitzvahs and he puts on tefillin and he davens and he learns and he gives tzedakah and chesed. He's becoming a merkava l'shchina. So he becomes the vehicle through which Hashem's presence is manifest and exists in a, with an intensity and with a clarity, and everybody could see it in this world. So that's another pshat. But the words of the Chavis Allah, the Sa'ah, Hashem created you as a Ruchniyus speaker, being Yesh Me'ayin, and He wanted you to shtaig over to Malach. That's the overview. For Ratzel Chabdech, Ulerome Ma'alosech El Ma'alos Segulaso, to be a special being, V'Nivcharov, Minakuravav El Shechinaso, more so than the Malachim. Chesed Alayach V'Tovalach. He did this as a benefit to mankind, as a chesed to mankind. So that sums it all up. That's it. Hashem took an neshama, and He said, I want you to steig over to Malach. Now He's going to describe, we'll get to it today, He's going to describe what Hashem did this with neshama. How does it become greater than the Malach? And He locked it up in a guf. And we're going to see that the guf is a calibration of the universe. It's a calibration of the universe. And maybe we'll he says it here like in a few lines. He says it in a few words. But in Shar HaBechina, in Orcha Sadikim, and in other Sfarim, the Imamish goes through the physiology of the human body, and they show how it corresponds to the universe. How a person is an Olam Kotan, you know, it's a Kabbalistic idea, but we think of it more conceptually, that it's an Olam Kotan, but he's going to show how physically it's an Olam Kotan. So Hashem took this Neshama and locked it up in a guf, and there's all sorts of things going on in the guf. You know, a guf is a guf, it's Chumri. So Hashem wants you to steig, Hashem wants you to grow and become greater than the Malachim. Like if you have to sum up the world in one sentence, it's Hashem created ruchniyistika beings. Why did Hashem create the whole universe and all the cosmos and everything and the 10 billion constellations and 98 quadrillion stars and everything and like everything, the whole shebang? It's created because Hashem created a neshama, and that's you. That's you. And like every person is that. Hashem created a neshama and said, I want you to steig over to Malach. That's it. That's the story of the human race. You're not going to do that. Right? Is always very methodical, always making lists. He says you're going to become greater. He says to become greater than the Malachim, you have to work through three things in this world. Echad, number one, is Asoras Masve Hasichlus Me'olayech Vehe Arosech B'Yediyoso. Which encompasses so many things. This is where what the learning of Torah is. This is what taking away, okay, let's translate it literally, taking away the mask of foolishness from you and bestowing upon you Yediyas Hashem. You have to see reality. That's what he's saying. You have to see reality. You have to see Hashem everywhere. You have to see what the reality is of the Bria. You get that by learning Torah. That's reality. You get it by contemplating nature the right way. That's what he's talking about. So, and you have to take away the blindness that blinds people. People go about their merry way, and they say, like, how do I know there's a Hashem in the world? Right? So that's what people say. So yeah, you have to take away the blindness, and you have to know Hashem. So I would sum up, like you're saying, number one is be in touch with reality. And all these people who are going through life, and are denying the existence of Hashem, and are denying Hashem's role in history, and are denying this, that Hashem wants something from mankind, and they deny it. So they're being blind. They're wearing blinders. They're not seeing what is very easily seen and what's very easily obtained in that, as knowledge. So he says, step one, if you want to shtag over to Malachim, you have to be able to focus on reality. You have to know reality. You have to learn Ores Bichidiyoso. You have to know Hashem. How Hashem works in the Bria, what Hashem does. Okay, Vahasheni is Nisuyehu Bechinoseich im Tivchariyas Mishmato Otamri also. The second thing is you have to undergo in this world, to shtag over the Malachim, is you have to overcome the Sionos. You have to pierce the Sionos. You have to overcome them and gain what you're supposed to gain out of the Nisoyan. Hashem wants you, you're going to listen to them, if you're not going to listen to them. Things are tugging you in different directions. Included in this, I would imagine, is Bechira. You always have things tugging you in different directions, pulling you in different directions, and you have to, you know, we're going to see what you choose. We're going to see what you choose. We're going to see if you choose, right, of Chayim or Chalil or Lehepech, and Tivchariyas Mishmato, or Tamri also. So you say, ah, Tamri of me, but that's what it means. It means every point in time, you know, you have to. So that's number two. So number one is to be aware of reality. Don't fool yourself. Don't be blinded. Don't be foolish. Just look around and see what reality is. Recognize Hashem in the Bria. Recognize Hashem's infinite wisdom when you learn Torah. The second thing is to realize that everything that happens in this world is an Asayin. It's a shtickle echoing the Mesillas Yesharim says that idea also, that everything that happens to a person in the world is an Asayin. And we're waiting to see if you're going to worship Hashem or. Vashlishi hachsharosech ba'olam hazeh usfilosech es ola vodoso bo kedei sheyiroi mimcha ledargas ol yoinim vam yachl. That was as different than number two. He's saying, Poshet, you have to get used to the idea that you have a lot of work to do. The oil of Idosa. You can't sit back, you can't expect easy. You can't expect to have things handed to you. You can't expect things to flow in automatically. The third thing is to shtag. So again, the question is, how do you shtag like a malach, higher than a malach? That's what a person's supposed to do. That's why, in the one sentence, why would he put on this world? Hashem created a ruchniyistic being, and he has to shtag over the malachim. How are you going to shtag over the malachim? First of all, by waking up, not being foolish, not being silly, not being hypocritical, not by realizing truth when he sees it. Number two is realizing that the difficulties you encounter in this world are in a soyon. And everything's in the Soyon, if it's going to bring you closer to Hashem or push you away. And the third thing is to realize that things are tough, that things don't go smoothly. To practice that humbleness, I don't know, self-control, but to realize that things, ol avodaso, to know. Preparing yourself to do the oil of the Avodah. Whether it's being Kavish Amita, that's also an oil of Avodah. Right? You want to take revenge against someone for something he did to you, and it seems to you like the most logical thing in the world. It's an oil. You have to accept the oil. Kabbalah's oil, Malchus Shemayim. You're not going to do it. It's oil of Avodah, boy, Kadesha Yerai Mimcha, through this working on these three things. You will be raised l'dargas ha'olyonim v'amiyachalim asher aleim amir achosid baruch hu asher malachov ki boreich koach osei dvoro l'shmo avakol dvoro. I didn't think of it before. I realized he must hold that this pasuk reflects the three things. So giborei koach probably is the last thing, accepting the oil. Osei Dvoro. But this is not going to happen. You know, in this wonderful world of the neshamos, of this, in this wonderful world of pure ruchni, so you would have been like a run of the mill malach, you wouldn't have stayed. This wouldn't have happened. All these three things wouldn't have been possible. All these things I'm talking about, like realizing reality, choosing to serve Hashem, choosing to do mitzvahs, not to do aveiros. All those choices that constantly come up, and midos they come up. And the third thing is to bend your nose to the, whatever it's called, to work. You have to work hard. Life is not easy. Now he's just talking about, and look at all these things Hashem created to give you a certain context to be in. So first of all, Hashem was borei olam hazeh b'chol ma shenichal boy and adoimim b'tzomeach v'hachai b'seidim b'chukam uvu niyom b'sukam b'yoser. Perfectly, Hashem created in whatever order, however the world developed, however the world was created, it was done in the most perfect possible way. And you can take advantage of that. You can take advantage if you know the Bria, if you go into these in Yonim, or if you so that's the Bria. The whole Bria is here. But even say the mechukam uvaniel mesukin in the most perfectly, like you can say, oh, things should be different. Things should be different. Thing. According to the Chayyus Halav, it's like it's missing the whole point. Things were supposed to be this way in order to bring out certain kaiches you had, in order that you should have a soyan, in order that you should exhibit this strength of kapolos oil. So Hashem made this whole Bria in order to help you along the way of doing that. Okay, we'll stop here.